Hello, I'm Derek Hoyt from Hippo Beers.
Okay, Derek, so we're here at the venue for your first ever Scottish beer celebration. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's basically a beer festival with hopefully a bit of a difference. So we've pulled together 17 breweries and one cider producer from across Scotland, mostly small-scale independent breweries, and they'll all be here themselves, so they'll be pouring the beers, chatting about the beers, and basically trying to educate people, I suppose, as well as giving it a few nice drinks to try. So it's quite exciting. So a bit different from other beer festivals in that it's got cask and keg beer. A lot of more traditional beer festivals have got primarily cask beer, so we hope that's a little bit different as well. And we're just trying to give people a good time and maybe let them try some new beers that they've not had before.
And what is there to celebrate then?
Basically the brewing industry in Scotland. I think it's something we can be really proud of now. So we're at the stage where I think there's something around about 70 different breweries in Scotland now. Various different scales and sizes, obviously, but it's good to see, because for a long time the brewing industry was dominated by, you know, just a small number of really big companies. So to see small breweries flourishing again and doing really well, we think that's a great thing. So we thought we'd throw a bit of a big party just to celebrate that. Yeah.
How's it all come about? Why are folks suddenly starting to love beer and moving away from maybe wine or whiskey or whatever?
I think it's variety, maybe. Variety, choice, and I think quality's improved a lot in the last few years as well, with the smaller brewers coming in. They brew in smaller batches, they use really good ingredients, you know. A lot of different styles and flavours that people maybe didn't appreciate were there before. So I think it's just kind of mushroomed in the last maybe 3 or 4 years. And it's appealing to a younger generation as well now, because I think, like, some of the marketing has been geared towards that, you know. People, like, obviously brands like BrewDog are quite well known, and they've done a lot to kind of maybe push craft beer to a younger generation. So yeah, it's just a mix of quality and innovation, I think.
And it seems like it's the cool thing to do, the hipster crowd. You're a bit of a hipster yourself with your beard and your hair. Is that what it's all about as well?
I don't know about that. I don't think I'd describe myself as a hipster. I suppose there's an element of that. But we kind of probably try not to focus on that side of things. It's more about the beer than anything else. It's not about image. It's not about, you know, it's not about beards and trendy glasses or anything like that. Very much this is about the beer. And we think it'll be quite a mixed crowd this weekend. So I dare say there will be a few hipsters, but I think there'll be plenty of other people as well.
And it sold out ages ago. How many tickets have you sold, and where are folk coming from?
It sold out a month in advance. So that's nearly 1,100 people all in. And people are coming primarily from the Glasgow area, but, you know, we've had ticket sales from Dundee, Edinburgh, even some down south as well. So it's obviously had a fairly wide appeal, but it's good to see that it's taken on in Glasgow so well, because I think Edinburgh's had a bit of a jump in Glasgow when it comes to craft beer, and we're now kind of slowly catching up, but it's really starting to see a big difference in the city now, and there's a lot of good beer out there.
What do you see as the success stories in the brewing industry in the Glasgow area?
It's changed quite a lot just in the last year or two. Obviously, we've got the Drygate development up just next to Tennent's, and we've got West and Glasgow Green, they've been quite well established for a few years now. We've got Job Brew, who are actually going to be at the festival this weekend. They're a very new brewery, they started up just last year. And we're seeing a couple of others, kind of really small scale, kind of maybe like people just doing things in little kind of home brew kits and stuff, or small scale kits, and just testing the water and hoping they can get a bit of a leg up and get themselves started. So I think you'll see more of that over the next couple of years.
With regards to the brewers, which is the one that's come the furthest then to be here this weekend?
Well, that'll be Highland Brewery from up Orkney. So that's a fair old check that they're making. So it'll be good to have them down. I think they're coming team handed as well. I think there's going to be a few of them. So that'll be good to see. And they're doing some interesting stuff. It's like their kind of father and son team, who are, I think, at loggerheads quite a lot about what's not a beer they should be brewing. So it's a good wee story behind them, but they're nice folk as well, good guys, and they make some really good beer, so I definitely appreciate them making the journey down.
Great, well, hope it's a great success for you, and more to come in the future.
Hopefully, yeah, that's the plan. I'll get this out the road first and foremost. If I can do that without having some sort of heart attack, that would be great. But if it goes without any problems, we'll definitely look to do some more in the future.